36th lesson. Work.
The UK economy has changed radically in the past 30 years or so. State-owned corporations have been privatised, and many public services have been placed in the private sector. Manufacturing industry, once the backbone of the nation's wealth, has shrunk and output has declined. The service sector has expanded and now employs a large part of the workforce, particularly in business services. Wholesale and retail trade are still important and account for a sizable percentage of gross domestic product, or GDP.
Small firms play a vitally important economic role. Some are sole proprietorships and others have only a handful of employees, but they provide employment for nearly half the active population. Every year, new companies are set up, while others either close or go bankrupt. Fortunately, large corporate failures are rare, but it is increasingly hard to survive in today's globalized economy. New activities, especially high-tech industries, are thriving in some areas of the country, creating exciting, cutting-edge products that are often world-class.
Of course, some people prefer to opt out of the corporate rat race. They work for themselves or for not-for-profit organizations. There are also those who are unable to find work, the jobless. Unemployment is a major challenge for all economies, and governments try to tackle it in various ways, with a combination of benefits, training, and job incentive schemes. Some unemployed people prefer to rely on their wits to get work. The personnel manager of a large catering firm called a new employee into his office.
"What's the meaning of this?" she demanded. "On your CV, you said you had 10 years' experience, but I've just found out that this is the first job you've ever had. Explain yourself."
"It's true," he replied. "But in your ad, you said you were looking for someone with lots of imagination."
Exercise. Translate.
She opted out of the rat race by going to work for a not-for-profit organization.
The government is trying to tackle unemployment through incentive schemes.
She works for a large state-owned catering firm.
New companies are set up every year, but some quickly go bankrupt.
She's just found out that this is my first job.